The second stage of the menstrual cycle is, or the second cycle in this is called the endometrial cycle. And the endometrial cycle has to do with the thickness of the endometrium, and it, of course, happens in the uterus. So while the ovarian cycle happens in the ovaries, the endometrial cycle is going to happen in the uterus. And you occasionally hear the endometrial cycle referred to as the uterine cycle. And just like the ovarian cycle, the uterine cycle has three phases, and the phases are similar but not exactly the same timing as the ovarian cycle. The very first phase, or phase one of the endometrial cycle is called the menses. This is when a woman's having her menstrual period. It's the bleeding phase when the endometrium is being sloughed off. And you can see a diagram of the endometrium becoming thinner and thinner and thinner during the menses in that diagram, the hormonal regulation of the female reproductive system. And that's going to take, actually, it's quite variable how long that phase will be. Different women have different lengths for the menses, but somewhere between 2 and 5 days is fairly common. After the menses ends, the next phase, which goes up until ovulation, is called the proliferation phase, and this is when the endometrium begins to rebuild itself. So, under the influence of estrogen, which, if you look up at the ovarian hormones again, you'll see that estrogen is going up fairly dramatically during the proliferation phase, the endometrium, which had just been sloughed off, now begins to rebuild itself. It starts to get thicker and thicker, and you can see that it's getting thicker during that proliferation phase. Finally, after ovulation, is the next phase, which is going to last for about 14 days until either the next period, or if a pregnancy takes place, it won't. It'll the endometrium will remain in a thickened state. And during the secretory phase, what happens is the endometrial glands begin to secrete fluids and prepare the endometrium for implantation. So they make the endometrium a welcoming environment for the implantation of a fertilized egg. So the secretory phase is going to be the longest of the endometrial phases. It's usually about 14 days. So from the ovulation of the egg until the beginning of a new period should be 14 days, unless the egg has been fertilized, in which case pregnancy has taken place.